श्रीमती भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती के नाम विवासभा देवी दैताय कृपा भरी कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान महादुर्दोजलोपानुभक्ति गौरवशक्ति विग्रहाय नमस्ते गौरवाणी पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामे गौरवस्य नमः श्रुतो भंगोर मम मंगलमते गति मत्सर्वस्य बलाम्भोजौ राधा मदन मोहन विद्यत वृंदारण्य कल्पत प्रमाद श्रीमद रत्नागार सिंहासन श्री राधा श्री गोविंद देव भ्रष्टालिमान स्मरामि श्रीमान राजरसारंभी वंशी बट सतस्तन वेणु स्वनिर गोपी गोपीनाथ श्री जम ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुत स्पृहती दिव्य सवै पद क्रमोपनिषदेर गायन्ति जम साम जम ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुत स्पृहती दिव्य सवै वेद सांग पद क्रमोपनिषदेर गायन्ति जम सामगा ध्यानावस्थित तद्गतिर मनसा पश्यन्ति जं योगिन यस्यान्तं न विदुषुरा श्रवण देवाय तस्मिन् नाउ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु बल कृष्ण भज कृष्ण कर कृष्ण सी ऑल ऑफ अस ऑर्डर टू रिपीट कृष्ण द नेम डिवाइन नेम ऑफ कृष्ण भज कृष्ण एंड वी वर आस्क्ड बाय द लॉर्ड टू वर्शिप और टू सर्व लॉर्ड कृष्ण कर कृष्ण शिक्षा and the teachings of Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, we have to follow. Now, why? Because we want to attain the place where from we have come down. Now, we should try hard to reach that place. That place is called Vaikuntha and the place of Lord Krishna. Therefrom we have come down. But actually, therefrom we cannot come down if we reach that place. Whether two types of jivas, Madhya jivas and Mukta jivas. All Mukta jiva souls, they never come to this and to the influence of Maya. Only jivas, those are bound by Maya, deluded by Maya. Asaktare satya parimani. This Maya make you understand the untruth as truth, unreal as real. So that Maya We are under the influence of that Maya. And how can we come out from the influence of Maya? It is very difficult to conquer Maya. All the great rishis, great sages, through their prayers, through their sacrifice, through their penance, through their austerity, all these practices, they cannot come out from the bondage of Maya. Daivyesa gunamai mama maya duruptaya. My Maya is duruptakarna. I cannot cross the ocean of Maya. It is so. Everybody, even Brahma, Rudra, Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varuna, all the demigods can be under its influence. They also cannot cross and go beyond the boundary of Maya. Who can? They told in Gita, Daivyasa gunamayi mama maya durutya. Mami vajre prabhadyanti maya mitamti. One who surrenders to me, only he can come across. But none. So now, that in the last chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, sarva guhyatmam bhuya, śrṇume paramam vaca, iṣṭhosime dṛḍhamiti, tato bhakṣyāmite hitam. He said to Arjuna, Arjuna, you are my best devotee, and you are my best friend, and I cannot hide the truth without revealing to you. Now I will tell you the truth. 16th, 17th, 18th chapter finished. So already nearly 700 texts he has told. He is about to complete the teachings of Gita. But till now what I have told, it is general, the extra secret that I have not told to you till now. Now I cannot preserve it, because you are such a devotee that I must reveal to you. That shloka means manmana bhava, sarva guhyatmam bhuya. Guhyatmam, the superlative degree, guhyatmam. Śrṇume paramam vaca. My supreme thought or supreme thing, thought, teaching is manmana. What is that? Manmana bhava, madbhakto bhava, madhyaji bhava, mam namaskuru. It is the plain manmana. Always remember me in your mind. Always, 24 hours a day, you should remind. And 30 days a month, and 12 months a year, always, you should remember me through your mind. Manmana bhava, madbhakto bhava, be my devotee. Who is a devotee? Unless he surrenders, he cannot be a devotee. Suppose you want to do some government service, and when you approach for service, then they want you to write a bond, and you have to say, sign it. Then under that bond, if I don't follow the rules and regulations or violate those rules and regulations, I'm bound to be dismissed. I'm bound to retire. Now you will write your signature and say, I admit all this. What is Return here, I learn. That means that he has surrendered. He has surrendered to the office. That office of a minister, a president, the highest position. There also he must submit. When he submits, that power will be given, that chair will be given to him. He will sit on the chair. So also, if you want the highest devotion, that devotion can be achieved through submission. Manmana bhava, madbhakto bhava, madjadi bhava. Do my service, be my devotee, and namaskuru. What is the meaning of namaskar, namah? What is the meaning? Not only to offer namaskar, or namaskar, or sāsana namaskar, not that. Na nisheda, māsam, ahankar, the ahankar, the ego that I possess, that I and mine. I am this body, and this is mine. My hand, I am this hand, I am not this body, not this hand is mine. These eyes are not mine, these ears are not mine, these nose is not mine, the tongue is not mine, legs are not mine. If it is mine, it must follow me, it must act to my directions. But he never follows. So now, this is namaha, namaha. Namaha means complete surrender. I completely surrender, fall flat at your lotus feet. I surrender. Not a drill to fall down and get up. Rather, you lump. With the knees or with as we Hindus, we never offer the knees. We offer and panchanga and then ashtanga, all the body like a stick must fall on the ground. Just we cut a tree, it will fall down. Just like cutting a tree when it falls down. So also our dandavat must be like that. Dandavat means that I am not this body. The body is not mine. I am not this body. Now I have got dehatma buddhi. That is the worst ignorance, dehātma buddhi. I consider this is ātmā. Which is ātmā? This body is ātmā. This body is not ātmā. Ātmā is not visible to you, nor visible to anybody. Ātmā is not that through which these senses, these organs, internal organs or external organs, they cannot understand, cannot see, or cannot hear, or cannot taste, and cannot touch. That Atman. That Atman is different. Deham, Dehi, Deha, Vibhav. This is body. Inside the body, Dehi is there. This is Deha. The Gita was told by Krishna to Arjuna. Gita told, when Arjuna surrendered, Karpanya dusopata subhava utsami tvam dharma samudha cheta jat sriyasat nishchitam ruhi sishya deham sadhi Mam Vamram. O Lord, I submit to you. I told about dharma. What is dharma, I told. When I saw my family members, my elderly relatives, or my revered people, they are standing in the warfield. They are ready to die. They are standing here. And if I have to kill them, then I shall get dethroned. So many, several millions soldiers are here. And for a piece of land, a very small, insignificant throne, to obtain that throne, how can I destroy so many people? I cannot. I will go to Paris. And for the last 13 years we were in the Paris. Now also we will survive begging. Not hardly there. 13 years we did that. And another 13 years we may survive. And we will do that. Why should we kill for this throne, a material throne? Why should die? I don't want. Then Krishna said, Sochyananna Sochastam Prajnavadansabhasate Gatasun Agatasuncha Nanu Sochanti Pandita. You are like a great philosopher. And great philosopher you talk, but actually your thought is engrossed by Maya. Because those who are really professors or scholars or great pandits, they never have an attachment to the unreal. And they will never feel or cry for the loss of the real Atma. Atma will have, they will never die. The body of all these great relatives, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Jayadrata and your brothers, 100 brothers, Kauravas, they will die. But their Atmas will never die. Only the body, whether you kill them today or not, their body will die. Because body was born, it was grown, gradually decay, and after some time it will disappear. Means that is sure. Now, to whom you are going to kill? Are you going to kill the Atma of Bhishma or Drona or Duryodhana? No. They cannot kill. It cannot be killed. Achyadvoyam, adayhoyam, aklejya, asyosyevacha, nitya sarvagata sthanu, adulayam sanatana. It cannot be destroyed by your Gandiva arrows. And it cannot be destroyed by fire. It cannot be destroyed in water. And cannot be destroyed by air. No atom bomb, no nuclear bomb can be able to destroy that Atma. Atma is eternal. Now you talk like a great scholar or a philosopher, but you do not know the real philosophy. Karpanna dosho pahatva svava, Arjuna says, yes, sir. Karpanna dosho. What is that karpanna? I cannot understand what is real and what is unreal. I am only having an attachment with unreal. I have no attachment with the real. Untruth and truth. Real is Atma. And body, material, gross body and subtle body, they are unreal. Now I am having the attachment towards this body, physical body, gross body. And that body has covered the subtle body, mana, mind, buddhi, intellect, and ego, ahankar. And beyond that is Atman. That Atman has no beginning, no end, no birth, no death. It only, when it leaves one body, according to its past karma, it will reach another body. There, it will remain as long as the body survives. Now that body, that Atma has no death, no birth. Why are you afraid of killing Atma? You cannot kill Atma. You can kill this body. Whether you kill or not, the body will fall down. Fall down, if not today, tomorrow. You cannot preserve it. And you cannot destroy the Maya. It will be destroyed. Body will be destroyed. Now you should realize this. Karpanya. So it is Karpanya dosa. Karpanya means Kripana. Kripana is greediness. Greedy. Who is greedy? When Erudakshan, Gargi and Maitri, two wives, and the master, when he wanted to take enunciation, sannyas, and he called the two wives, no children, two wives, and he wanted to distribute his movable properties. And those movable properties were given to Maitri and Gargi. And the articles, the ornaments of gold, silver, all these ornaments were given. And Maitri, Gargi kept them in a box and locked it safely. But Maitri told to the Lord, the Master, the husband, "Sir, we are your servants. We have served you. Now, where are you going, leaving all this, the property? Where do you want to go? And why don't you give a share of that? Why should you give this, which is not real, that reality, truth? You are now leaving us. Now the enjoyment, you are living this enjoyment because now you are in search of the absolute truth. So please give a portion of it." Then he said, "Evadaksharam vihitla gargi asmat lokabhya praiti sa brahma." Evadaksharam vihitla gargi. That akshara and akshara. Akshara means eternal. Akshara, that is transitory. So now we know this gold. We know this gold. And we want to match gold. Or we know this material body. We want to preserve it. We want to serve it. We know this house, building, or whatever, pancha bhautika, five properties, the earth, water, air, and ether, fire and ether, earth, water, fire, and air and ether, these are the five elements. And these elements are the origin of the production world. Whatever we see, these are the production. Men are the five elements. And these five, from these five elements, the bodies are born. They create five elements. And these five elements create and they keep themselves unaltered, they destroy it. It will be destroyed. It cannot remain eternal. Now, karpanya dosho upasrasta bhava ucchami tvam dharma samudha cetana. I do not know what is the real religion. I do not know Arjuna said to Krishna, ucchami tvam dharma samudha cetana. I ask you, I beg you, humbly, tadvidhi prandatena pariprasnena sevaya. You are my spiritual master. I want to know that who am I, where from I have come, what is my function, what I should do. This subject I cannot be able to understand. No, please tell me. I have surrendered to you. And you must apply force upon me. If I don't follow, beat me and chastise me and try to make me understand about the real truth. So it is the function of a spiritual master. One disciple surrenders completely, with full surrender, without any reservation, just unconditionally surrenders. When Arjuna unconditionally surrendered to Krishna, Krishna now started speaking about the teachings of Gita. Gita begins after the surrender. It is question and answer. It is the answer given by the spiritual master Krishna and to one sincere seeker, to one who is a sincere seeker. Arjuna is a sincere seeker. When he accepted that he is ignorant, what he told about philosophy is wrong. I have no complete knowledge about the philosophy. I am ignorant. Now I surrender to you. And Sanatana Goswami, who was the Prime Minister of Hoshangabad, South Bengal, he was the Prime Minister. When they came in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he resigned his post. Because he resigned, that was not tolerated by the master. Hoshansa sent him to jail. Because he said, though I pay 10,000 golden coins to you, but unless you are there as a Prime Minister, my country will be ruined. There is no capable administrator like you. So whatever you want, I will. But he said, sir, I cannot do such anymore. Please excuse us and let us off. We will be ready. Don't say that. You must do. He was sent to jail. And in the jail, he had to bribe the jailer to whom he had given the appointment. Because as the Prime Minister, he appointed the fellow as jailer. Now, the Muslim Bhatsa ordered him that he would be sent to jail, Prime Minister sent him. When he went to jail, he requested this jailer, you please, see that I have given you the appointment, and you know that. Yet, now, I will help you. I have helped you, I will give you 5,000 golden coins. He said, no, I cannot do that, I cannot let you off. Then he brought 7,000 golden coins and he put it before him. Then when he saw me, he 1,000 golden coins. So he said, all right. So he left. You can say that he went to latrine outside and not returned. He fell into Jamuna. Jamuna was growing near that jail. He fell to Jamuna. Now, I will never remain here. I will go to Makkah, Medina, because he was a Muslim jailer. So he cannot understand Kasi, Banaras, or Mathura, Vrindavan, or Puri. He will well understand Makkah, Medina. Now Mahaprabhu left. And on the way, he has to come across dangers. He crossed the danger and went to Kasi. At Kasi, Mahaprabhu was there. And Mahaprabhu saw him. And Mahaprabhu embraced him. And how could you come out? That was a share with you. Oh. Save him and let him take out this dress, Muslim dress, and have the dress of a devotee, Vaishnava. That was given. Mahaprabhu wanted to serve him, asked the devotees to serve him. He said, no, I will beg Madhukari and me. The Prime Minister said, I will depend on Madhukari. Now Mahaprabhu, the place in nearby, and said, he said, Mahaprabhu, I want to ask you a question. A disciple should ask the Guru, this is the first question. Kayami kyano amai jari tapatroy. Rāmi nāhi buddhi kaise hi kahāy. To read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in it, Vyās, the teacher, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, ke āmi, who am I? Kyaṁ chāpatrāya, what are these afflictions? Ādhi adhyātmika, ādhi bhūtika, ādhi vedika. What are these three afflictions? And why do they force us to suffer? Why should we suffer through these three afflictions? But accepting as the answer from Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu may ask, tell him that you are a great scholar, you know everything, and you ask, you do not know who you are. Yes, I know, sir. But I know that I am a minister, prime minister. I administer the country so well that Devushan sir doesn't want to leave his job. I know. But I do not know how can I attain it. It is Dhanya Vivaharya Pandit Tai Satsamani. I know that I was an administrator, a minister. I have discussed all the subjects, I know. But in spite of that, what is helpful, real benefit to me, that I do not know. You can call me that you are the Prime Minister of Bhushansa, I do not know who you are. Yes, I know that. In spite of that, I do not know the real benefit of Atma, I am Atma. He asked the question. And now he narrated the subject. The relationship between the Lord and the Jiva, and then Abhidaya, Vyasa, devotion, and Prayojana is love. That is Samam Bonam, everything he discussed. That here Arjuna asked the same question. That question, say, I do not know what question I should ask, and what to ask, and what is beneficial for me, what is real benefit I can derive. That I do not know the process of asking. Now you must teach me everything. Everything. My duty I will surrender to you. Wholeheartedly, unconditionally, I submit to you. Now you tell me what I shall do. That was narrated, the whole Gita is that. Arjuna, who was a real devotee, and now he is inquiring about the real truth. He is not ignorant like us, yet the procedure to approach a spiritual master and to find out from him the real procedure to understand the real truth. And Krishna was narrating one by one. And last he said, Manmana bhava, madbhakto bhava, madjadi bhava, maam namaskuri. By this, what happened? You will come to me. You will come. Maneva echati, echati. You will come to me. If you surrender to me wholeheartedly, as you practice devotion and you serve external service without gaining any result, and you always remember me, you should not remember anything, any subject except me. Always remember me. This remembrance was practiced by gopis. Manmana bhava, madbhakta bhava. Manmana. Always the gopis, they are in their houses, their husbands, their children, and their property, their cows, their everything is theirs. But they do all their duties perfectly well, but their mind is surrendered to Krishna. Though they love their children, and though they prepare food for their children, for themselves, or for their husband, but their mind is not from the preparation, but perfectly they prepare, and perfectly they do the service of their friends and kings. Those are said they do, but their mind is always on Krishna. Though Krishna is away, he goes to the forest from 9 o'clock to evening 5 o'clock. Though they do not need by, they cannot sit tidal in the house. They have to milk the cows, they have to serve the cows, and all their guests, their children, their husbands, and their cows of that. They must be doing their service. They are doing that. But their mind, now Krishna has gone. Now he will be, today he will be in this param, 12 forests, vanams and upavanams. They know to which vanam has gone. And by the time they remember, they know that what sort of activity what God is now performing, everything they know from here. Because their mind can see the television. Their mind is the television. In the television machine you see what is happening in India now, or happening in the other world, America now, you can see, and they also can see. So television was then there, not only this. Sandhya, where he set up Dhritarashtra. He asked Sandhya, Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Samaveta, Vyudhutsava, Mamata, Pandava, Saiva, Kimakurvata, Sandhya. Sandhya, Dharma Kshetra and Kuru Kshetra, that will give step into the area of the land, Kuru Kshetra, where mind will be purified. And when they are purified, then though they are prepared to fight, when they enter that land, Kurukshetra land, the Kurukshetra is Dharmakshetra. Now it will transform their mind. Then they will stop what? Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, Samaveta, Dhritarashtra, willing to fight Kauravas and Pandavas. When they reach the Dharmakshetra, what they have done? They are fighting. He said, yes, they are fighting. He said, no, Krishna, dictate to Arjuna. Why? Arjuna, because of yoga, Arjuna saw them, relatives, their brothers, their most spiritual master, divine masters, their standing as a sin. And he is not willing to kill them. Now he dropped his arrows and the weapons. And in a sorrowful, melancholy mood, he is not going to fight. Then, now Krishna is dictating him this. And now Krishna says, Arjuna said, to take my chariot and make it stand between the two forces. And now she, and it was sitting, and Krishna is dictating the action. That's it. We now hear, see, not radio we hear, but television we see. And that television is making, their mind is television making. Because in this television, different types of scenery, but in the television, mind of gopis, the gopis can see only one vision, Krishna. What Krishna is doing? But other sceneries, other pictures are not in the on the photo. Only they see only Krishna. What he is doing, how he is playing, and what he is doing. Are taking boat, are doing this, are killing animals, and demands, everything is there. They can see. Now, manmana bhava, madbhakta bhava, madhyadi bhava, mangamaskaru. This is important, teaching, one's highest, supreme teaching was given to Arjuna. Arjuna was told about karma, about jnana, about yoga, about karma tyaga, guru tyaga yoga, and so many things, different types of understandings he has explained. And after that, he said, sarva vihatamam bhuya, supreme secret, that till now that I have not exposed to you, now I will tell you. What is that secret? Manmana bhava, so keep your mind on me. Madbhakta bhava, being my devotee. Madhyagi bhava, you will serve me. And mamamaskaru, sarvabhakta. Then what will happen? Manmana bhava, madbhakta bhava, madhyagi bhava, mamamaskaru. Mānyav ēśyati, mām eva ēśyati, definitely will come to me. जब भी नाइट यू विल कम टू मी माँ एवर विल कम. सो टिल नाउ इट वॉज नॉट क्लियर. नाउ एट द लास्ट टीचिंग ऑफ कृष्णा यू रिवील्ड इट यू विल कम टू मी. नाउ व्हाट डू यू वांट? Every jiva wants to reach its original place. Nothing but that. We struggle now. We want struggle for wisdom, for power, for worldly. We do all worldly activities through which we cannot reach our place, Gadgatva, Manivar Sankar. We may do the varieties of activities through which you can climb Bhūloka, go beyond Bhūvarloka, then come to Sarloka, you can come to Mahaloka, you can come to Janaloka, you can Mahajanatvapa, Satyaloka. And though you come to Satyaloka, though you will be there for millions of years there, but you have to come down. Because the Brahma, the creator, he will come down. And if Brahma, you will come down, so what is the meaning and what is the happiness you can derive? A man, an old man, he is more than 100 years. If anybody asks, how many years? 100 years. Oh, 100 years. You see, when can I die, you tell me. Then, if he is a professor of who read palm, mommy, yes, you die only within 1 month. Huh? 1 month I will die. I am quite big. I want to survive 10 years. There is a story, an old woman who was picking firewood from the forest. Every day she brings one bundle. Now she collects the firewood, the pollen, and tries it. But the bundle will be heavy. She cannot alone lift it on her head. Now she will be weeping. So I am so much elderly, aged, old woman. I have nobody, no children, no protector, no savior. I have to work hard and earn my daily food. Oh, where is that God? I don't understand. Now, he left me completely to suffer and suffer. If anybody passes luckily on the way, he will be put. You please help me, the bundle on my head, to please it, let it on my head. Then yes, and with that bundle he comes, and he sells that bundle in the bazaar, and with the rice and vegetables, goes home, cooks and eats. And daily, by lifting that bundle, it is a problem to have. Someone must have that. She alone cannot lose that mandala. So to approach, why I am surviving? Why am I surviving? Where is the death God? He is not taking me. I am surviving. And I am allowed to survive. I am now in a very terminal state. One day, the death god, the Javanhar Maharaj, death god has come to hell. And while he was eating, that God has forgotten me, has not taken me. So I was accusing that God, now that that God stands above. And that God, Mother, what do you say? See my position. I am now 100 years. I cannot carry this mantle, but without that I cannot get my food. I must go, I must cook. And daily it is a problem to me. I don't know where the death God is, that you have kept my calendar. How long should I survive in this world? Then he said, I am the death God. I have come to take you. Oh, death God, please, I beg you to help me to place that bundle on my head. Why you are crying daily? And accuse that God. Now I am that God, I have come here to take. No, no, sir, I want to survive for 10 more years. So everyone will stay. Allow me to stay some more years. So that is the position of every man. Nobody, though he is suffering, though the area, the place he stays, is not suitable for him, and he is not happy, though he is in an atmosphere, unhelpful atmosphere, the worst atmosphere. He is there. He always says, why should I live in this atmosphere? Better to die, always die. But actually never die. If death comes, he wants to resist, rise the death, and wants to survive. Nobody is willing to die. Actually, nobody. In spite of all the suffering, even an insect, even a worm of the human dung, or the cattle, or the cow's dung, there are many worms. Those also never want to die. They want to survive. Eating that, they want to survive. So this is the position of humanity, you know. A man doesn't want to die, nor doesn't want to know the real truth about his life. And though they come to any religious instructor, it is only a show. It is only a show. But really, it is not further. They say, if anybody has come, will do this. There was one Kasya Baba, he went to Himalaya, and he approached a guru, and his guru said, what do you want? I want to see Ishvara, Lord. Want to see? There was a big pit. You jump into the pit. Immediately jumped. He never died. He came walking again. So this is power. That guru's power. Otherwise anybody can go down, never come. But it is a test. So if the guru gets the disciple to you to do this, sir, please excuse me, I cannot do this. So now, if your guru says, do harinam without any offense, you give up these four things, meat eating or drinking or gambling, or the sex. Yes, sir, I have given up. No, he has not given up. And Nama, everybody said, are you doing Nama? Yes, sir. How many? 15 pounds. That's it. This is the common answer to all. Never he does six in round. Though he does six in round, his mind is somewhere, his japa is somewhere, his mahavika is somewhere. Hare Krishna, 16 names, not one Hare Krishna, 16 names. One must count and drag one being. And you must hear this name and repeat the name and hear the name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Then he must be. But he is not appearing speedily, but the fingers are moving speedily. And the mind is moving somewhere speedily. Now, what is the use of doing such nama? Eka Krishna me gato papa hare papir sadhyanayam sattu bhakta. If we repeat one Krishna nama, we will never commit any offense. We will never speak lies, or we will never do anything that will bring him to hell, that he will never commit sin. And whatever sin he has committed in his life, and if he repeats one nama, he cannot commit so much sin, that sin accumulated in his life will be completely ruined by one nama. But how many namas we are doing? What is that nama? It is so powerful. Nama is so powerful weapon to destroy evil. But are we doing that? No, because the procedure is not there. Procedure is not there. There are one says, I will give this mantra, one says, I will give that mantra. What will do the same? No realization. No realization. Realization comes true following. We must determine. So follow it. That is necessary. If not number of people, increasing the number of ichilakam, how we are? No. Netanyahane se hari mile ko jaladantu hoi. If a person daily performs worship in the water, and if such people connect him freedom, then all the fish and the jivas are in the water also can get. Paramala khaki hari mile to adhulu bandirai. If you eat fruit, you survive on milk and fruit, then all the monkeys who survive on food, get them. Bad and monkeys, then get it. Krishna Bhakana basically eat grass and do penance. No. But eating grass and do penance, we cannot get it. We cannot get it. If we can get the Lord by eating grass, all the animals, the goat and the, what do you say, the lamb and sheep and bull and cow, and many forests of the deer, they also eat the grass. They will get the God. Jirna bhakani ke bahut mruga aja. Tree chod ke hari mile to bahut bahut kuja. Many say that I have left the sex. But there are so many people, like koja, they are called koja, a man. That the female is dressed, people moving in the market. So, so they can get it. Good teacher, Hari Mille, so, Bhutu Bhattu Bhala, it was only surviving on milk. Then all the boys, they survive on milk for 4 or 5 years. जल से होते निगट जिला बिना कहे बिना प्रेम ना मिले नंदला तो मेरा भाई से देखो तो प्रेम भक्ति जो कहना जो साधन भक्ति भाव भक्ति और प्रेम जो मत जब प्रेम भक्ति जो प्रेम भक्ति योर हाथ विल बी प्योर नाउ टू चेंज इट प्योरिटी वी हैव टू डू साधन साधन भक्ति ज्ञान के विदाउट साधन हाउ कैन यू गेट साधन प्योरिटी यू कैन नॉट गेट प्रेम भक्ति विदाउट साधन मत डू साधन भक्ति देन यू कम टू भाव भक्ति देन यू गो टू नॉट गेट पॉसिबल गेट इट ऑल दीज गोस्वामी राज्य लक्ष्मी धर्मेश्वर सत्पूर्ण मशेष मंडलपति शरीर सदा चुस्त भूतवा दीन गणेश को करुणया शोकी न ट्रैवलिंग दर मूविंग इन दी फॉरेस्ट ऑलवेज नो प्लेस नो बिल्डिंग नो क्लॉथ टू वेयर नो बिल्डिंग टू टेक शेल्टर नो हॉस्पिटल No glass, no bedding, nothing to sleep. They were writing all this. It's God, it's scripture, revealed scripture. Now, what hard labor we have done to say that we are practicing bhakti? What was that? Entangled into worldly affairs. We have got attachment towards world. Bhakti, pareshan bhakti. And we can understand the Lord 1%. If we have got 10% bhakti, then 10% we have detachment. And 10% we can understand the realization of the 10%. We cannot say, Oh, we have got, complete 10% devotion, sir. Nothing, sir. Nothing. Only words. We are deceiving ourselves. By satisfying ourselves that we have got. One man must have real wealth. He cannot be happy without wealth. By thinking wealth, He cannot rejoice. Actually, he must be the proprietor of the wealth. This is spiritual wealth. Das kari vetan more deha prema dhan. O Lord, make me your servant and give me in return. What will you give? What are my wages? Prema dhan. I want. The wealth, devotional wealth. What is that prema? Please give. So you must have determination. You must have judgment towards the world, towards the enjoyment. Then only. Bhakti is not ready so easy. We say bhakti is easy, but Same sadhana sahasrayi, hundreds and thousands of exercises, we cannot perform bhakti. Bhakti is very difficult. If we surrender completely, unconditionally surrender, then bhakti is simple. If we don't surrender, bhakti is tough. We cannot enter into the borders of bhakti, give up bhakti. Now, that you should have arranged a big meeting. If not, no use. Till now, I was not addressing a meeting less than 100 devotees. In London, Our people were very anxious to see London. Now they will know what London is. London means Londava. Everybody should become what you can say, save your head. That is called Londa. It is Lenda, it is called London. Lenda. Lenda means what we put. Fun. Once upon the purpose of your body, but that I'm talking if you wish to have your own. Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. You are an old Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, disciple. They should know how to love each other. If you cannot learn to love each other between you, how can you love the Lord? How can you? You must learn to love each other. Because you are eternal, they are eternal, they are the servants of the Lord, you are the servants of the Lord. So why should you buy it? But you cannot remain without fighting. It is nature of the nature. It is the natural law to fight. Haribol.
Haribol. Jai Shri Bhakti Bhai Baba Puri Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
And tomorrow morning.
Same here.
Yes, here morning. No use.
No.
Today? No use. Only those people on. No, one single person outside that has come. So why should you marry here? But that they are only who can sit there.
She rent this place for these 2 days. She pay also many pounds, 120 pounds.
Yes, but nobody.
Because it's close to Iskcon temple here. There is Iskcon temple just nearby here.
Right next door.
Next door there is Iskcon temple.
We will go to Iskcon temple.
Tomorrow we can go. We can.
Who could go?
Now it's too late. It's 9:20. Is it open still?
No, but talk to them.
Tomorrow morning we come and then.